I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you for checking in. Tonight, folks, we got to talk about the acquittal, quote-unquote, statement of President Donald Trump and what he had to say at this very, very talked-about press conference. And then we got to talk about the canceling of Gayle King. And later, estate planning and blight prevention. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture on WEAA.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
So welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us. Folks, oh my goodness. First and foremost, happy Thursday, folks. Well, as Dre likes to say, happy Friday Eve. There we go. There we go, Dre. Okay, yeah. Guess it wasn't funny. Tonight, we're having a great show for you. Look, there's a lot of things that we could talk about tonight, folks. Two big, very big moments happened today. So we want to jump into it. Let's just jump into it. Can we talk about Gayle King? Can we talk about Miss Gayle King? Let me tell you something, folks. Let me just say this. It was very hard for me to really try to process what has been happening with this whole call to cancel Gayle King. I had to think about it within myself, like, how do we have this conversation in a way that's not disrespectful, but it also has to be truthful, then it also has to be in a way that black people, my colleague, Dr. K, she mentioned it. She said, you know, there's a line that's been drawn in the sand. And I'm like, this is crazy. We're drawing a line in the sand. And now it started from, you know, bringing up an incident in a man's past, a man who has tragically died. And of course, the story of Kobe Bryant, Gigi Bryant, Gianna Bryant, and the seven other passengers of that horrific helicopter crash. And then it started to turn into a different situation with black women against black men. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. But, I mean, I do have my view of the situation. I think that we also need to include in this conversation a discussion about journalism, journalistic ethics. We got to talk about that. I think we also need to talk about the fact that we do have this current culture where we like to. It's kind of two things. It's a twofold situation where we like to sniff out the worst parts of a person's life and put it on display. And then at the same time, we like to omit a person, you know, it's parts of their lives so that we can keep their legacy sanitized. So I think we have to figure out how do we find a common ground here? How do we find some reconciliation? And it's so funny. It's so funny that people are divided over this Gayle King situation. And then when we go into the world of politics, we saw the quote-unquote acquittal statement of President Donald Trump today, and it's just deepened the divide that we are seeing. So, I mean, we're going to start off the conversation with Gayle King, because I really do want to know what your take is on this. We're going to play some of the excerpts, some clips, and I'll let you make the decision. So, Dre, I want you to play the actual clip of the interview that Ms. Gail King had with WNBA superstar Lisa Leslie. Check this out.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy. Never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. Mm-hmm. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would be, do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful. At this time, it's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, but the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
It is interesting to me how deeply his death has affected so many different types of people.
Folks, that was Ms. Gail King giving her her thoughts, not really her thoughts, but just questioning whether it is time for us to have a conversation about Kobe Bryant and that element of that part of his life with that rape case. And people have concerns about it. Big concerns. How big of a concern? Let me play some of the reaction that that folks have been expressing about this whole conversation. Check this out.
Gail King, why the f*** would you ask like that? I don't give a f*** who friend it is. I don't give a f***, Ken Obama or Oprah. Why the f*** would you do something like that? Why would you do that to your people? You know what people going through, right? Why would you ask a question like that, trying to tarnish somebody's image? You do that to your own black people. You sad. I'm finna fire your up. You sad, bro. People be talking, black people need to stop trying to hurt black people for success. It's all the reason you ask that for, to get your numbers up. Give a you can too.
That was hip-hop artist Boosie expressing his displeasure. Let's take a listen to Snoop Dogg that really kicked it up a notch.
Gail King. Out of pocket for that. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the f***ing worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumb questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call her one? Funky dog head. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker. Respect the family and back off before we come get you.
That was just some of the reaction. All on social media, Gail King has been dragged through the mud. As a result of it, she felt compelled to put out a personal statement on her own. Check out what she had to say.
I've been up reading the comments about the interview I did with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. And I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview, totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it. I started getting calls. What the hell are you doing? Why did you say this? What is happening? I did not know what people are talking about. So I've been told, or I've been advised, to say nothing. Just let it go. People will drag you. People will troll you. It'll be over in a couple of days. But that's not good enough for me, because I really want people to understand what happened here and how I'm feeling about it. I reached out to Lisa because I know that she's a longtime friend of Kobe's to talk about his legacy and their friendship. We had a really wide-ranging interview, talked about many things, his career, his passion, his sense of humor, the way he was mentoring other people, how he was starting his next chapter. It was wide-ranging. And yes, we talked about that court case, because that court case has also come up. And I wanted to get Lisa's take on it as a friend who knew him well, what she thought, where that should stand. And I thought it was very powerful when she looked me in the eye as a member of the media to say it's time for the media to leave it alone and to back off. During the course of the interview, I asked follow-up questions because I wanted to make sure that her position and perspective were very clear. And at the end, when she said it's time to leave it alone, I thought that was powerful. And I insisted that that part be in the interview, because I thought that it put a nice button on that part of the conversation.
That was Ms. Gayle King giving her response to all of the criticism and the backlash she has gotten since bringing that question up. She blames her network, CBS, for taking her words and her question out of context and cutting up the clips for salacious purposes. And that she would never disrespect the legacy of Kobe, as she is herself is still mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant. But I don't know if her words will really assure listeners and watchers and folks that that she didn't mean it out of any level of disrespect. I don't know. There are so many things. One of my Facebook watchers posted on Kyra. She said, "This is loaded." And that it is, Kyra. It is absolutely loaded. There is so much in this. And as much as we think it's just about one thing, it's really about a lot of different things. Snoop Dogg alluded to it because he talked about it. He said, why would you and Oprah? He brought Oprah, because Oprah never asked the question. Oprah wasn't even around for the interview. But he started to really pinpoint the fact that Oprah and Gayle's relationship with Harvey Weinstein, who we know is one of the main culprits of the sexual assault issue. He is one of the main perpetrators in Hollywood. But he brings up that. There's a conversation about Michael Jackson, because Oprah was a part of the documentary where she told the victims, or the alleged victims of Michael Jackson, "I believe you." And so now we are talking about men against women. There's a gender war, black gender war happening. We're talking about, making sure that there is an attack on a further attack on black men. There's a lot of pieces in it. Absolutely loaded. So I want to just go to the lines to hear what you have to say. Should we not talk about this case? Is this not a part of Kobe Bryant's testimony? Should we not talk about it? Some people say it's too early. Other people say it's a part of his life. And in this day and time, folks, I truly believe this. In this culture, people are not giving, quote unquote, time to even be put into the ground before their life gets examined. The only difference between our lives and Kobe Bryant and others who are high profile is just that, that they're high profile individuals. So everything is out there. And we have created a culture where we like to comment on every element of a person's life, especially if they are a celebrity. Let's go to the phone line, see what you have to say. First and foremost, folks, I'm going to ask you to keep your calls at a minute time. We're going to try to get all of our calls in. And also, if you've been trying to check in, please, please don't stop trying. We're going to try to make sure we hear everybody. But I want to get a lot of voices in on this conversation. Also, make sure you post your thoughts on my Facebook page as we are broadcasting live on Facebook at Faraji Muhammad, F-A-R-A-J-I-I. All right, let me hear what people have to say. Let me kick it off with Cece out of Columbia. Cece, what's your take on this?
Oh, boy, Faraji. Listen, this... Okay, I have a minute. Basically, this says when you throw a rock into a pack of wolves, somebody's going to bark.
Yep.
So this has brought out a bigger picture. The disrespect, whatever Gail did, I don't think she should get fired. I think we're overreacting. And for men to get on social media, because that's what they do in their living room, but our men are so bold, they'll call us a bee in our face, put it on social media for millions to hear. You talk about we should do things, why would she put that out there? Why are you calling her a bee in front of the whole world? That shows the disrespect for black women, period. I'm sick of it. It's all over rap music. And my daughter, who's 23, you know, they're singing the songs and saying N-word and B-word. I'm like, do you understand that that's going into your spirit? Yeah, but it's okay. You know, they talk about the generation of the baby boomers. This is blowing up into a cloud, and other communities are loving it. They love when we fight. Stop this. And let's have some constructive conversation. Thank you, Faraji.
You're welcome, Cece. Thank you so much for checking in. 410-319-8888. Join me in a conversation as we talk about the explosive conversation about Gayle King, the question she posed in bringing up the case of the rape case in terms of the impact that will have on the legacy of the late Kobe Bryant. Let me go back to the phone line and see what you have to say. TJ, Glen Burnie, talk to me, TJ. What's your take on it, sir?
Yes, Roger. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just concerned when I heard the comment. I didn't know what part of the interview that she had with Lisa Leslie that was. But to me, it was totally unnecessary. I mean, the man died tragically in a helicopter accident, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this case apparently that happened some years ago has been dismissed. So I didn't even see the point in even bringing that up in the interview with Lisa Leslie or anyone else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As a correspondent, it may have been part of his life, but it's been dismissed. I was a junior correspondent when I was in high school. We were taught there are some things you just don't ask. And there's some things that you just have to leave alone.
Mm.
Okay? It's been determined. It was dismissed. So why talking about it now? I mean, gee, the man just was killed in a terrible accident.
Let me ask you, and you said you were a junior correspondent, TJ?
Yes.
All right,
some things you just don't ask.
So now there's an old saying, you know, that, you know, the only God can judge me, right? We all heard that saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, given that Kobe Bryant's testimony, his life, i.e. his life, is over, there's a period,
yeah.
Aren't we in the best position to make judgments about the quality of this person based upon the things that have happened in his life? Isn't this, and I'm saying that with the most respect, I'm asking a question that when all of our lives come to an end, someone is going to make a judgment for us.
Of course, that's going to always be the case.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? As a correspondent, whoever, it's your decision. You need to make a decision as to whether you're going to ask certain questions or you're not going to ask certain questions.
Okay.
And I have the most respect for correspondents and anyone else who asked the appropriate questions at the appropriate time. Okay? Gotcha. It's not necessary to ask that question now. The decision has been made. It was dismissed. You know, move on. There's so many other things that she could have asked. And I thought Lisa Leslie's response was very appropriate. And I could tell that even in her voice, I could tell she was hurt by that question. Like, of all the things that you have to ask me, you're going to ask me this question?
Do you believe, TJ, do you believe that CBS chopped up the interview as Ms. Gayle King said herself, that they put it together in such a way that it came across the way it did? Do you believe was some salacious intent?
We really don't know what happened behind the scenes, but I'm just saddened that even was a question in an interview with anyone, particularly Kobe Bryant was just horribly killed in an alligator. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
him or anybody else, whether he had been a figure, a sports figure, or any other figure, you know, bigger than life in entertainment, whatever. I just think it was an inappropriate question. I don't think it was necessary. And I think Lisa Leslie's response indicated, like, why are you asking me this?
Gotcha.
Without her saying that. I'm just annoyed that anyone would even ask that question, not only of Kobe Bryant, but of anybody, Faraji. There's some things you just don't ask. Particularly in light of someone who just tragically died. You know what I'm saying? Some things you, like I say, in my course that I took, they said, you're going to learn that there's some things you don't ask. And you leave it alone and you move on.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for checking in from Glen Burnie. Let's go to Ernest out of Baltimore. Ernest, what's your take on this?
Brother, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Ernest. What you like to say about this?
Well, I think the most disturbing thing relative to this whole thing is that we're watching black male, female, the dysfunction of black male, female relationships play out in a white space. CBS, the internet, Twitter, Instagram, things of that nature. And no one's hands are clean here. Even the reaction to the reaction is still a little visceral. You know what I mean? So all of that dysfunction, all that pain, all that hurt, all that grieving, because again, it's happening within the master's house. It's only going to create more dysfunction.
There it is. Hey, Ernest, I got to let you go, but I appreciate you. You know what? That's a good start. That's another good part of it. Folks, we're going to continue the conversation on the other side. Continue to post your comments on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad, FarajiMuhammad. Also, if you are trying to jump in on air, 410-319-8888, we're going to ask you to keep your comments to about a minute long. But more importantly, if you can't come in, if you can't find a line, make sure you just give us a call right back. We don't want anybody to hang up. We want to hear all of your voices. But it's another conversation, the dysfunction of black males and the relationship between black men and women in a white space. Wow. Wow. Sometimes I think that we can get past certain things, but this feels just a little bit different. This feels very, very different. Even as we have conversations about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and, you know, the relationship that we're having with our black celebrities is changing dramatically now than I think it has been over many, many years. Look, stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up on the next 30 of For the Culture right here on WEAA.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. Man, oh man, we're having a very, very robust conversation tonight about the situation with Ms. Gayle King, how she posed the question or brought up the issue in her conversation with WNBA superstar Lisa Leslie about the legacy of Kobe Bryant, since the two were close. But she brought up the case of his rape case that happened back in 2003, 2004. Now, you got to remember that as much as people have been very, very sensitive about this, Kobe Bryant, of course, the case was dismissed. The victim decided she did not want to testify. And even afterward, Kobe Bryant said that he did not, it wasn't until later on that he finally saw that he had gone too far in his interaction with the young lady. So it opens up a door, though, for many people to say, well, this is not the right time. That Kobe legacy since that time has been kind of, he has rebranded himself. At a time when he was possibly going to lose his wife and his daughters, he was able to have two other daughters after that. He was able to go off to retire at a with a 20-year legacy and a 20-year history with a major NBA franchise. He was able to put together an award-winning film about basketball and life. He was able to be more involved in his daughters' lives, that he had changed his brand. And then, remember, we played a clip some time ago when we heard of the unfortunate and timely, and the unfortunate death of Kobe, where he was talking to some future NBA players, and some of the things that the biggest advice he gave them was that to find you a good woman and to settle down with. And in that group that he was talking to happened to be LeBron James. So given all of these dynamics, we're at this point where some people feel like, you know what? That was his legacy, where other people feel like, you know what? We have to look at all elements of his life. That is the testimony. Now, to add on to that, we do have the case of being a journalist. Is it that now, as black journalists, as black media representatives, do we have an allegiance to only promote, to only talk about the good of our people? Or are we not allowed, as media professionals and as journalists, are we not allowed to talk about the whole, the whole story of an individual, the whole story of a circumstance? There's a lot of layers to this. And, of course, we have to add in the gender wars. So just laying it out for us so we can have a better understanding of what's going on. But I want to hear your thoughts. 410-319-8888. Let me go to Douglas in Baltimore. Douglas, thank you for checking in, for your patience. What's your take?
Oh, good evening, Farazi.
Good evening.
I think that one of the things that we forget about is professional integrity. And we have that in every profession.
Right.
And there are limits in terms of what you will do, okay, in your profession that ensures that you're providing either a quality product or a quality service.
Right.
One of the sad things about this whole situation is that, and especially from women who are well-educated, accomplished, and respected by Gayle King, what bothers me is that these are people that are advocates for women, but yet they did not consider his wife and his two children who are females were women. How do you think they feel hearing these negative things?
Or the victim,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
About their spouse or the father. Maybe the children had never heard anything about this. This is not something you would sit down and discuss with your children.
Mm.
But can you imagine what they're going through now with their peers who may not have never heard about this story?
Mm.
So they become victimized twice. Okay. So I'm just, and this is something that I really was disappointed with Gayle King, because she's a seasoned professional.
Yep.
She's a seasoned journalist.
That's a good point.
And we all know that before you sit down to do an interview, you go over those questions with a team. It's not like, you know, you sit down, these questions just pop out of your head. So she knew what she was going to ask. And unfortunately, you know, it's a business. I hope this wasn't all for money and for notoriety. Because, you know, even out of bad publicity in that arena,
yeah,
you know, you can still reap financial rewards.
Well, I mean, the crazy part about it, Douglas, is, and you bring up a very good point, and I didn't consider that, so I think that's a valid point. But the crazy thing about it is that she kind of threw her network under the bus in the whole course of this situation. So if, and I was wondering, and I was talking to Alex, my producer, I was like, I wonder what, if, what is there to gain if everybody is talking bad about your journalistic ethics and quality? The family's going to probably turn on you. The fans are going to turn on you. And now you just threw your network under the bus. Does it create a situation where now you might even lose your job because and really not get anything? I mean, CBS is going to gain because everybody's talking about it.
Exactly. And you know what? See, here's the other thing. I think she was manipulated, to be honest. Okay. That's a business. Okay, that's a business. Maybe they want to get rid of her and want her to walk herself out of the door. And them not be the ones responsible for firing her.
I hear you.
There are too many things going on, and especially I don't think it was a coincidence that all of this became an issue in Black History Month.
It's a hell of a thing, man.
Messages to us. They do a lot of things to send these subliminal messages to us.
Well, you know what? They may do that. And, Douglas, I got to let you go, but I appreciate you, brother. They may do that, but then we do some things on our own. They can send subliminal messages, but we don't have to accept them or pick them up. Let's go back to the line. Barry checking in from Baltimore. Barry, what's your take on this? And then I want to hear from Mike.
Hey, Faraji. My take is tying into basically what Douglas was just saying. But I take it a little bit differently, though. I think that Gail, as well as once you reach a certain level at the major media outlets, there aren't any black men sitting around those tables. And when there's not any black men sitting around a table, when the question comes up about black men and their legacy, then everybody thinks that that's fresh meat. So let's go after the meat. And you could look at Ray Lewis, Michael Vick. They even went after Muhammad Ali. They were even trying it with Quaisi just a few months ago, in which they pick one thing that has been settled, and they say, let's throw that into the fire because in our mind, they still predators. And in our mind, they are dangerous people. So that's the way that I see it. And Gail has been so far out of the loop, and her and Oprah and even Tyler Perry to a certain point, that I just don't see a whole bunch of positive black male role models coming from their content, coming from their movies, coming from anywhere.
I hear you. Barry, thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate you. Folks, I want to let you know the news has just been released, came across the wire, that Kobe Bryant's memorial service will be held on February 24th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The date 224 can be viewed as symbolic, as Bryant wore the number 24 during the latter part of his illustrious NBA career, and his daughter Gianna wore number 2 for her youth basketball team. Wow. So on February the 24th, that memorial service will be taking place at the Staples Center. Wow. Let's go back to the line. Let me hear from who we have here. We got Valerie. Valerie, thank you for checking in. What's your take? We got Valerie?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Valerie.
Hi. I'm disturbed by this simply because, what I'm tired of seeing is that anybody, mostly females, make themselves famous by going after black men. And see, it's not the first time she's done this. So it's the meritorious manumission slave thing. It stays with us throughout life. If we give white people what they want and we throw our own people under the bus, we'll get an extra piece of pork for dinner. So that means that she gets to be more famous. And see, Gail wasn't famous. She's only famous on the coattail of Oprah. So Oprah pulled her along, but see how Oprah got there.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Valerie.
Oprah is appeasing white people. You give them what they want, and you become extra famous.
But, Valerie, let me ask you this question. Did you see the R. Kelly interview that she did?
Yes.
Okay. So you remember during the R. Kelly interview, she was pressing R. Kelly about details about his whole particular situation, which led to his big blow up in tirade.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. But so is this, to me, I mean, part of it, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, well, maybe that's just her pattern of journalism. That's her style.
No. When are we going to get, when are we going to talk about Harvey Weinstein? When are we going to talk about Epstein, the pedophile?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger story than anything. But yet, have they brought the Epstein story out? I mean, have they? It is huge. So how can we get to keep bringing up the man died? Let this die with him. Let us move on, because we shouldn't even be discussing it, actually. But, you know, it's something that, you know, that happened, and I'm very disappointed. Thank you for
thank you, Valerie, for checking in. Let me hear from Mike out of Harford County. Mike, what's your take on this?
Roger.
Yes, sir.
I just wish that the public would become more educated about understanding how the media plays on the psychology of your intellect and your emotions if you allow it. There's nothing that she said. First of all, the public is not ignorant to the fact that they already know about this incident that happened regarding Kobe and this woman. Everybody know about that. And it's not even relevant to the here and now, which also brings me to just pointing out when you need a show, when you want to get public attention, when you want to, the media is very powerful, and it can be, the media is like, you can't live with it, and you can't live without it.
Right.
And when we understand that, and how it plays on the psychology and the mindset of people, then we are better able to control our emotions and our reactions to it. Because, which leads me to you, Faraji, I don't even know why you had this show about this. Because
really?
I was saying to myself, well, Dick, you know, first of all, I have a lot of respect for you, my brother.
I appreciate that.
But I was saying to myself, well, Dick, don't Faraji, can't he come up with some other programming? I wouldn't even have had this on my show.
Really?
The public is already aware of this.
Wow.
And, you know, to bring it up, you know, and then you're dealing with powerful people with money and powerful people, you know. And when you got money and you control the media, woo!
But Mike, I think you and I can, and I appreciate you, Mike, and I'm glad that you feel that way, to have that sentiment about us doing the show this way. But you cannot deny that this situation is layered. It's multifaceted. You can't deny that. You might feel like, oh, this is foolishness, but this is the stuff. That will drive black people away from one another. This is the big thing. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. We will have a conversation. You might be thinking, oh, it's just about Kobe Bryant. He's a celebrity. But in a moment like this, this is actually the greatest moment and the best moment for us to have conversations about everything from the relationship between black men and women. This is the best time for us to have a conversation about journalism and ethics. This is the best time to have a conversation about professional integrity. This is the best time to have a conversation about the voice of the victim and the larger issue of rape, that the rape culture that exists in this country. I mean, this is the best time to have those conversations. And more importantly, this is the best time for us to have a conversation about how do we see ourselves. I think with Snoop Dogg, his sentiment I understand, but his language was very disrespectful. I can go along with you not thinking that this is the best thing to do or this is not the right time, and okay. But you call a woman, a black woman, a dirty dog. Now, I don't know what type of work that Snoop Dogg has done for black people. I don't know all of it. I know he's his coach, and I know he does things here and there. But aren't we playing into the same thing that we are condemning? Aren't we doing that? You take a woman out of her name, and I mean, isn't this a great time? And this is the best opportunity for us to do this. All of Black Twitter and social media and Black folks are talking about this. This is the best time to have these conversations. I don't see nothing foolish about these conversations. It is these cultural conversations that have driven a wedge between our physical, emotional, and spiritual understanding of one another. Cultural conversations. And if you go home right now, and if you're riding with your spouse or with your children or with somebody in the car, and I bet you they probably express two sides of the conversation. My colleagues and I are having conversations about journalistic ethics because of this situation. We're having conversations about being Black media professionals, whether we should, as Black media professionals, is our allegiance to providing quality, factual, accurate news, or is our allegiance to make sure that Black people like us? Is that? Because we walk a fine line. Best time to have this conversation. Let's go back to the phone line and see what you got to say. Let me hear from Kandrea. Kandrea, good to hear from you, sister. What's your take? Kandrea? Looks like we don't have Kandrea. We don't have her on the line. Let's go back. Dwayne, talk to me. What's your take on it, sir?
Yeah, thanks for letting me ride today, Faraji. My take on this is that, you know, I don't see any problem with the interview at all. I think the problem is us. Once again, we are the problem because we deify these people, okay, and then we get upset when we find out that they're not deity. And, you know, last time I checked, I was taught the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there ain't nothing that I have done, okay, that I'm gonna go running and scurrying about, okay, because I'm afraid of that people are gonna talk negative about it, okay? Because if I did it, okay, I did it, and I faced that truth, and I don't care what it is that I did it, and I look it right in the eye or anybody in the eye and say, yeah, I did it, okay, because I did it. Okay, now, if it was something that I did that was wrong, okay, then, you know, I certainly have evolved since then, okay, but I'm not going to go scurrying under some rock just so that I can look good, you know, to some, you know, media person or some, you know, flock of media people, you know, so that I can feel good about myself by trying to pretend like I'm not, that wasn't me
right.
At that time.
Right.
You know, I mean, I would tell my daughter, I was like, I did that, okay? And here's who I was at that time, and here's who I am now. I made this mistake. This is what your daddy did, okay? And here's what I've done since then, okay? I'm not gonna, you know, trying to play in this pretend culture like everybody's perfect, like everybody should be, you know, like a deity is insane.
Yeah.
Okay? It's disempowering, okay? Mm. Kobe Bryant did this. Okay, and you know his wife didn't have to take the interview. Did she have to take the interview?
That was Lisa Leslie. That was his friend. That was his friend. That was just his friend, Dwayne. Yeah, she didn't have to take
that.
Right,
but she didn't have to take that because journalists do what journalists do. They ask questions.
Yeah.
Okay, and Gayle King doesn't run CBS. Okay, she's an employee, just like you and me. We got to come to work, and there may be some poop sandwich that we have to eat that we don't want to eat. In our job, but we eat it and we keep it moving.
I hear you. Dwayne, thank you so much for checking in. Let's go back to the phone lines, 410-319-8888. Folks, we've been talking about the whole conversation. Is it too early for us to bring up the rape case of Kobe Bryant? This was the big question that was looming. And guess what? Gayle King brought it up in her conversation with WNBA superstar Lisa Leslie. And she has gotten dragged through the mud for bringing it up. Let's go back to the line and hear what you got to say. Let me hear from Clarence. Clarence, what's your take?
Hey, Faraji.
Yes,
I want to ask you a question. You know, and you know what, bro? I respect you so much I don't even criticize you. You know what I mean? You know, I let you have your space because you're entitled to how you feel about things. But have we degraded to the point in our society that We cannot give a mother who has lost a husband and a child and three siblings the time to grieve.
Now, that's
You're saying
real.
That this is the perfect time for journalism, some entity, some non-tangible entity, to have a discussion while we have a mother and three children grieving for their
that,
loss.
Lawrence. No, I said, no. I'm not saying that this is the perfect time. My thing was, I think this is, because this has come up, we should use this to have civilized conversations. I didn't say it was the perfect time. I think that right now, I'm like, I understand why she may have done it. But at the same time, as a journalist, as a human being, you have to figure out, you know what? Let me just let this ride out until a little bit later. I think that, I'm not saying it's perfect. I don't think this is the perfect time. But since it's coming up, let's have a discussion so that way, if another incident like this happens, we don't go have the same conversations all over again. Especially if another such an unfortunate tragedy happens to one of our beloved high-profile members of the community.
Hey, check this out, Farage.
Go ahead.
New rule, like the Bill Maher thing. New rule. Nobody has a chance to grieve for their loved ones, no matter what their statue is in the society, because journalism has the right to put it out.
No, wait, you know what? Hey, Clarence, and I got to let you go, but I would disagree with you. Here's the thing. It ain't journalists. This is people, folks. Gayle King is not the, let's be clear, and let's be honest. Gayle King was not the first person to bring up this rape case. This was brought up like the day of Kobe dying. Let's keep that real. And it wasn't brought up by Gayle King. It was not brought up by Gayle King. So we can't, let's not act like this is the first time we heard it. This was brought up a week ago. So part of it is if you have this groundswell of conversation, just like we have today, if we didn't have this conversation right now, where you got this groundswell of people talking about this all over the country, the first thing that some of you may say about WEAA is that you out of touch. If I were to come on here and talk about something else, you'd be like, Farage, why y'all ain't talking about Gayle King? Farage, what's up with you? You out of touch. So we got to be real about what it is that we want out of a situation. We also have to keep in, we have to realize this, that we do live in a culture where, guess what? Don't matter whether you living or dying, people are always trying to sniff out something wrong or dirty or something salacious about your life. Always. Especially if you're on a public platform. Always. So I think we need to understand the dynamics of this. Let's go back to the phone line. Let me hear from who we got. Karen. Karen, talk to me, ma'am. What's your take on this?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, Karen. You on the air.
Oh, okay, great. So I wanted to say, kind of piggybacking on what Clarence said, I have a hard problem with the characterization of the whole situation as being a rape. I have an issue with someone who did something in his 20s being the sum total of his life. People weren't talking about this 2-3 weeks ago. I have a problem with, God, this guy has 3 kids that are alive, a woman that was with him since she was 18 years old, and he cheated on her, as far as I'm concerned. He cheated on Vanessa. I've cheated on people. I've been cheated on. I have full transparency here. He cheated on his wife. He's a young guy in his 20s when he did it. I remember the case, and I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, people can fact check me, but when they did the DNA test, they not only found his DNA, but they found someone else's DNA. I don't want to re-victimize. I don't know if she was a victim, but I have a real issue with this whole dynamic where Vanessa's man is gone.
Yeah.
He died with his baby girl. Where is our humanity? What is wrong with us? Care at this point if he raped this girl or not. I don't think he, I'll tell you, I don't think he raped her. I think he cheated on Vanessa. He admitted to it. And I can totally see in this day and age, because I'm a female and I know females that get up with dudes and this 1 minute they rocking and grinding, and the next minute they say, no, I don't want to have sex with you. So and I believe him when he says that I thought it was consensual. I don't think he raped her. I don't think it should be even characterized that way because nobody was there. And I think it's really horrific the way he died. I think it's really horrific that people are making that his defining moment. It wasn't his defining moment. It was something that we all have done and we all have gone through in some way, shape, or form. Either we were the bird or we were the statue. I believe he did cheat on his wife, but oh my God, can we get off of it? Like Lisa said, let it go, because he has done more than most people will do in 50 lifetimes, and the guy only lived to be 41. I'm thinking he's honestly with his baby girl. I don't know if he knew they were going or not, but I can't believe that people are talking about him in this way. And not even caring that the little seven-month-old baby, she ain't going to know her daddy's touch. She's not going to remember it. You know, she's not going to remember it. I don't care what he did 20 years ago. I really don't. Because you know what? The girl is fine. I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure. I would really love for her to come out and say what her thoughts and feelings are this many years out.
All right, but Karen.
But people to tie in the rape, it's like, no, stop doing that.
Karen.
Stop doing that. We don't know if he raped her or not. I personally don't believe he did. I think he cheated on his wife. He was a young guy. He got out there. And you know what? That snapped him back into reality and it makes him thicker and tighter than ever.
I agree.
So give him some credit where credit is due. It's not vilifying this black man.
Karen, thank you. And, you know, my heart goes out to you and to all of those victims or any woman that has been violated in any way, violated in trust or any other way. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I'm going to share with you a statement that Kobe Bryant had made about, and I think it's a very, very powerful statement about what he said, how he thinks he should be looked at. We're going to talk about that. We still got Shabazz, David, Timothy, Ann, and Brown from Baltimore that's checking in. And also, of course, you can post your thoughts on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad. Stay right with me, folks. A whole lot is coming up in the second hour of For the Culture right here on WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.